This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff review a few of the big news stories over the past week in the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out with the Riverside Mayor's race, which is heating up.
This is Mayor Rusty Bailey's first term, and he has five challengers, including one councilman, Paul Davis. He's also being challenged by Vivian Moreno, who is a well-known gadfly, not just in Riverside, but in other cities. And Nancy Melendez, who helped to get a historic designation for the Trujillo Adobe. She's gotten active in the city. And a couple of other people who are not very well-known, including one who did not show up for the most recent debate. Now, there's some dispute about what the role of the mayor should be. Some people believe he should take more of a role, and some people believe he's really more of just a ceremonial post. That's been kind of the substance of some of the debates. Should the mayor be doing more? He's pushing more bicycle-friendly city and also a trolley system. Some things that people are saying maybe the city just can't afford right now while there's a deficit.
Okay, Rusty Bailey has been mayor for 4 years, but is the long shadow of former and longtime mayor Ron Loveridge still visible on the Riverside City scene? I mean, is he still trying to live up to the former mayor and his longevity and all of his activity?
Well, I certainly think that's a yardstick that people measure the subsequent mayor by. And Bailey had kind of a rough start. You know, he was a little bit raw around the edges. He didn't do a very good job of managing the public interaction. And a couple of the people who spoke during meetings when he thought they went on too long, they were actually arrested or escorted out. I think that things have calmed down a bit. He's learned a little bit better how to manage the gadflies. But yeah, certainly Ron Leverage's legacy, that's a big shoes to fill.
Okay, one more time. How many candidates in the mayor's race, and all of this gets winnowed down when?
There are six candidates, including Mayor Bailey, and there will be an election on the June ballot. And if nobody wins a majority, which with a six-way race is unlikely, there will be a runoff in November.
Okay. All right, let's move across the freeway to Moreno Valley, where the joint powers agreement that is March Air Reserve Base and how that property is sort of run and managed is now in question?
Well, a couple of members of the March Joint Powers Authority Board are calling for terminating the authority. They're saying that it served its purpose, which was to redevelop the base as it was downsized from a full-fledged Air Force base to a reserve base. And now it's time to divide up the property among the three cities and the county that are members of the board and disband the authority.
Obviously Riverside County, but what three cities are involved in that property?
Well, the city of Riverside, Moreno Valley, and Paris that are all close to the base. And so the question is, should they be in charge, each of them individually, for redeveloping the portions of the property that are closest to their spheres of influence?
Are there any agendas at work in calls for the Joint Powers Agreement to be reviewed? And who's defending it?
Well, this is not the first time that there's been a call to disband it. I think about 6, 8 years ago, Riverside proposed dividing the agency property up among the three cities, but later withdrew the proposal. So this is kind of coming back. People are saying that these authorities were never meant to go on forever. And so I think it's just resurfacing at this time when there's a, you know, there's a couple of proposals that are already underway and a few more proposals for land deals that are on the boards.
And finally, there has been some backlash over the comments that a San Bernardino City Council member made in an on-air interview in a story that we ran here on KVCR concerning the recent spike in homicides in San Bernardino.
Yeah, the comments that of Councilman Henry Nickel in Matt Gillum's report certainly jumped off the air to me. Nickel said he's tired of the excuses that the police department is understaffed, and he wants to see action. He called out the mayor, the city manager, and the police chief and said if they can't reverse this trend, that they should be replaced. Now, that's caused a lot of backlash. The police chief, Jared Burguan, put out a statement saying that he was offended by the remarks and defending his department. As far as the understaffing, the police department has lost about 100 officers and now has fewer than one officer per 1,000 residents. The recommended level is about 2.5 officers per 1,000. San Bernardino has been dealing with a crime wave as long as I can remember, and I've been in this area for 30 years. So certainly the city's bankruptcy has caused some problems. It's also very difficult to reverse a trend of murders. However, the police chief has revoked all time off. Officers are cracking down there in what they call retaliation protocol to try to just end this cycle of murder, retaliation.
I thought it was when I was editing Matt's story and I heard Councilmember Nichols' comments, it certainly raised my eyebrows because a city council member was talking about things that essentially the council's responsible for and was making critical comments of a local hero, essentially. I mean, Chief Burguan has been a local hero ever since the December 2nd attacks and the response by the local police.
Well, you know, the mayor didn't address it directly, but he also had a great deal of praise for the police department, the job that they did on December 2nd during the terrorist attack incident. He didn't say anything directly about Councilman Nichols' remarks, but he certainly came to the defense of his agency.
Okay. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ken.